Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 10th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Timothy, chapters 1 to 4. Keeping the faith until the end is all that matters. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6 to 8 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Apostle Paul's second letter to his spiritual son Timothy is believed to be his last letter that he wrote before he became a martyr before the Roman Emperor Nero. The above scriptural passage is believed to be Paul's valedictory address that summarizes his entire faith journey and his earnest expectations of the future. Paul has given up almost everything for the sake of the gospel, which included his freedom. He was currently locked up in a Roman prison. His possessions, he did not even have his cloak, books and parchments. His family, he chose to remain single for the sake of the gospel. The churches that he established, he would never be able to visit them again. And his future, he was sentenced to die shortly. In the end, it cost Apostle Paul everything that he had except his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But that was all he needed until the very end. He had indeed taken to heart the very words of Jesus, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." The most significant thing to note was that Apostle Paul had kept his faith in the Lord Jesus until the very end. This means not only that Paul himself had continued to believe in and obey the whole doctrine of the Christian faith, but also that as a steward, he had guarded the doctrine which had been committed to him and had passed it on to others in its original purity. Whether Paul regarded his life as a battle, a race, or a test of the truth of the gospel, he had achieved victory. His past had been completed with its many duties. His present was secure in faith, and his future promised a great reward for him, which he would receive at the judgment seat of Christ. Paul thus understood the eternal potential of a lifetime of faithful service in Christ. When we are faithful in our walk with the Lord and in our service for Him, as we keep the faith, we too can face death courageously like Apostle Paul, who was content with his record of service and confident of his reception by the Lord. God wants us to finish our ministry faithfully by persevering in our service for the Lord Jesus Christ and keeping the faith until the end. After all, keeping the faith until the end is all that matters.